This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Protesters in Iran are continuing to demonstrate after Iranian authorities acknowledge shooting down a passenger plane by accident. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Iranian police are denying firing at protesters after video on social media appeared to record gunshots and pools of blood in the streets of Tehran. Huge crowds demonstrated in the Iranian capital and other cities at the weekend after authorities admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, including Iranian citizens. But on Monday, the head of Tehran's police said officers, quote, absolutely did not shoot and had been given orders to show restraint. Public fury, rumbling for days after Wednesday's plane crash, erupted after the military's mea culpa.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Reuters is reporting talks aimed at agreeing to an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to achieve a breakthrough on Monday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Khalifa Haftar, commander of the Libyan National Army faction, has asked for another day to consider the deal. Red-hot lava spewed from a volcano near the Philippines' capital of Manila on Monday as tens of thousands of people fled through heavy ash. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could